This is JIS News. Coming up, commission to review national minimum wage, Jamaica now boasts World Heritage Site, and Finance Minister Lord's Petrocarib Fund. Details after the break.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. The Minimum Wage Advisory Commission is reviewing the national minimum wage and the minimum wage for industrial security guards. Members of the public and interested organizations are invited to submit in writing any comments, suggestions, or proposals they may wish to make for the consideration of the commission. Persons submitting recommendations may be asked to appear before the commission in support of their written proposals. Recommendations should be forwarded to the commission no later than Friday, July 31. Chairman of the Commission, Silvera Castro, says consultations will begin in August and are expected to be completed in November.
We're going to be having consultations with persons who the Ministry of Labour will be inviting to these centres, find out their views, their thoughts on the minimum wage. When we would have done that, then we're going to have a sitting at the Ministry of Labour where we'll be inviting the unions, the various other stakeholders to have a discussion with us.
The minimum wage was last adjusted in January 2014 from $5,000 to $5,600 per 40-hour work week and from $7,320.40 to $8,198.80 per 40-hour work week for industrial security guards. Jamaica's Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park is now an official World Heritage Site. The National Park received World Heritage status during the 39th staging of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization's UNESCO World Heritage Committee underway in Bonn, Germany. Speaking with JIS News earlier today, Culture Minister Lisa Hanna expressed gratitude to the World Heritage Committee for its decision to inscribe the National Park to the World Heritage List. Minister Hanna has pledged the commitment of the government to the maintenance of the park.
All ministries will be working together. We have it declared a national heritage site, so there are things that persons will not be able to do in there. We're working very, very closely with the community and the Maroon community. The other thing is to make sure the public awareness campaign and the public education campaign takes place, because Jamaicans need to be aware of the significance of what World Heritage means.
The inscription represents the first World Heritage Site for Jamaica and the first mixed site for the Caribbean sub-region. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is lauding the Venezuelan government for its sustained contribution to Jamaica's social and economic development through the Petrocarib Energy Corporation Agreement. Dr. Phillips says Jamaica has benefited from approximately $3 billion in concessionary financing and balance of payments relief under the agreement since it was established in 2005.
This figure represents the largest source of concessionary financing that has been available to the government and people of Jamaica over this period. Not only has it been an example of the kind of cooperation between countries within the region, but I think it is a signal example of the kind of North-South cooperation present anywhere in the globe.
Areas which have received financing since 2005 include the expansion of the road network and the modernization of port and airport infrastructure. And jurors who sit on civil and criminal cases will soon see an increase in their daily stipend. Government has approved an increase in the daily allowance paid to jurors from $500 to $2,000 daily for refreshment and traveling expenses throughout the duration of a trial. The regulations were signed by the Justice Minister on June 17 and gazetted on June 18. Meanwhile, the increase, which coincides with ongoing reform of the justice system, is stipulated under the amendment to the Jury Bill 2015, which will be brought to Parliament in short order. The Justice Minister says the amendment is expected to solve the ongoing jury selection challenge, which has caused delays in the commencement of trials. It will also widen the pool from which jurors can be selected and provide protection for workers from adverse employer action resulting from giving jury service. The juror allowance was last adjusted in 1998. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.